welcome to this podcast, and Double Eagles Radio Network, and it's all about the glory of God. It's all about that presence of Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible is penned for that man, the Son of God, the Savior of the whole world, the Messiah of the Jew and the Gentiles, the King of the Jews and the Gentiles. There is no more bond, Scythian, Jew, or Greek when you're in Christ. That covenant of Abraham was transferred in through that faith in Christ into you. So where are you today? I hope you're faithful today, because God looks on that faithfulness. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in that which is much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much. So if you can't be trusted with the little things, you can't be trusted with your heart's desire of the big things. The miraculous is in the daily. Give us this day our daily bread. Man shall not live by bread alone. So in these perilous times, you have to wash yourself with the washing of the water of the Word and the regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Because it's not only belief in Christ. You got to step into His marvelous light. You have to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is the power to wash you clean in innocence and praise. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has Thou, Lord, ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. So that's why you wake up every day with the good news, the overcoming truth that sets you free in the city of peace, or the New Jerusalem, the temple of God, the kingdom of heaven, which is inside of you. So you go in to that holy seed and you purge out that old leaven of the corruptible seed. And that's why when you read the Bible, the parables of the revelations, the sower sows the word. What is that word? Because the seed, or the word, it's the word of God. So how do you take that seed, give it light, give it air or oxygen, your treasure? We have this excellency of this power in our earthen vessels, that the power is of God, not of us. So how do you translate into a son of God, a joint heir in Christ? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, who's called you, the Lord who's called you out of that darkness into His marvelous light. So that's why you have to be simple-minded. And that's why they're trying to strip innocence out of the innocent or the naive. And so that's why you have these harrowing stories of such blunt force trauma, because the devil's a god of force. That's how you become childlike, because remember, it's, you don't want to become the one who has the millstone cast about your neck and drowned in the seas. You don't touch one of God's little ones. One of God's little ones, virtuous, innocent, kind, but full of power, meekness, or control of power. For blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So to everybody, Christ is that power of God. Christ is that wisdom of God. And that's why God's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God's chosen the weak things of the world to confound those things which are mighty. the base things of the world. Remember, he's talking about go ye into all the world and preach this gospel unto every living creature. Don't worry about the end times. Don't worry about the evil. Don't worry about what they are doing, whoever they are. Overcome with the word of your testimony. And when you let the glory of God out, it's a supernatural life force, impenetrable bubble of power, of favor. You confess Christ. He confesses you before the Father and His mighty angels. See, the angels of the Lord enforce God's word. When God's word comes, it's a purifying fire, a fuller soap. It refines you in the furnace, out of the furnace of affliction. It's like silver that's tried in that fire, and all the dross comes out, all the sin, all the iniquity. So that's where your healing lies, in that vulnerability, but you're being sealed in these things which are despised by the world, has God chosen. Yea, the things which are not. See, they can't see what you're talking about because he doesn't appear to them. That's what the disciples asked Jesus. Lord, how come you'll manifest us and not to the world? They can't see this. They can't hear it because the natural man cannot receive the things of God. The kingdom of God is in the kingdom of the Lord. It's a spirit. He's invisible. He moves like the wind. He's all omnipotent. He's everywhere at one time. See, the devil and his minions are singular. That's why they need numbers. Christ needs you. One in agreement with the Lord puts 1,000 demons to flight. 2, 10,000. So if you go by the multiplying power of the Lord, of that seed sown, what happens to you? See, here's where you can start to go into the miraculous. And then by faith, start to see the manifested miracles of the supernatural presence of God to bring to naught those things which are. So circumstance is used for a platform to springboard into the miracles of Christ. That's how you're made. But of him are ye in Christ, who God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification, redemption. So it's all about him. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So he that according as it writ, as it's written, it's all as it's written, folks. He that glories, let him glory in the Lord. Well, what happens to you then? This is the astonishing doctrine of magnificent, amazing healing. I had a report for one of my Bible studies that a gal came to one Bible study, heard the word of God, heard the praise, felt the revelations, and lost 30 pounds. I had another gal who used to come to see me all the time, dropped 50 pounds of fat. The relief from the inward unhealed, agonizing afflictions that couldn't get out any other way. Acupuncture, you name it. New Age, necromancy, tarot card reading, psychics. It's all from hell. It's divided light that separates you from the one true light. And they all, when they prayed or sowed the word of God out of the mouth of babes, the place was shaken where they assembled together. See, now you're getting into one in agreement, two in agreement, three, the hand of God, five. All of a sudden, you have millions and millions of demons fleeing. There's no room, and people are set free or disarmed, diffused. It's impossible to penetrate the barrier, the blood of the Lamb. Places shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. So the power of God, that sower that sows the Word of God. That seed is the living light of the Shekinah glory of God that bursts forth from your mouth, body, and life. People are healed, translated, rebuked. You go through sometimes those afflictions because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To them it's not. See, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. He shall have more in abundance. Divine prosperity isn't the world's system, the devil's APR. It's Christ's riches in glory. Christ in you, the hope of that riches of glory, the truth that set you free. The manifested presence of Christ in you. But whosoever hath not, from him should be taken away even what he does have. See, when the Lord comes in his glory, he could be coming out of me right now. The anointed word of God is the Holy Ghost. It's his manifested light. And all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit upon the throne of glory. But where is he sitting in heavenly places? Is he sitting inside of you? Is he the one ruling in your heart? See, by thy word you'll be justified, by thy word you'll be condemned. So the truth of all this, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. As a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goat. The scapegoat is the devil, his minions. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, the goats on the left. Then the king shall say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The devil's already got a place where he's going. They're going to go away to everlasting punishment, but the righteous and the life eternal. Let Jesus save you. Let Jesus be magnified in your life. Be the courageous one. The wicked flee where no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Is that the life you want? I've been serving the Lord close to 30 years. The harvest is plenty. Labors are few. The salt is lost and savor. What good is it to be cast out, trodden under the foot of men? You don't fear nothing and nobody when you got the King of Glory inside of you. This has been Andrew Lacombe. This message is going to be called The Great Separating Light. Double Eagles Broadcast Network.